Geiger and Marsden set about making comparative measurements using different metals. They found that gold scattered backwards almost twice as many alpha particles as silver and 20 times more than aluminum. Only one alpha particle in every 8,000 bounced off a sheet of platinum. When they published these and other results in June 1909, Geiger and Marsden simply recounted the experiments and stated the facts without further comment. A baffled Rutherford brooded for the next 18 months as he tried to think his way through to an explanation. The existence of atoms had been a matter of considerable scientific and philosophical debate throughout the 19th century, but by 1909 the reality of atoms had been established beyond any reasonable doubt. The critics of atomism were silenced by the sheer weight of evidence against them, two key pieces of which were Einstein's explanation of Brownian motion and its confirmation, and Rutherford's discovery of the radioactive transformation of elements. After decades of argument in which many eminent physicists and chemists had denied its existence, the most favored representation of the atom to emerge was the so-called plum pudding model put forward by J.J. Thomson. In 1903, Thomson suggested that the atom was a ball of massless, positive charge in which were embedded, like plums in a pudding, the negatively charged electrons he had discovered 6 years earlier. The positive charge would neutralize the repulsive forces between the electrons that would otherwise tear the atom apart. For any given element, Thomson envisaged these atomic electrons to be uniquely arranged in a set of concentric rings. He argued that it was the different number and distribution of electrons in gold and lead atoms, for example, which distinguished the metals from one another. Since all the mass of a Thomson atom was due to the electrons it contained, it meant that there were thousands in even the lightest atoms. Exactly 100 years earlier, in 1803, the English chemist John Dalton first put forward the idea that atoms of every element were uniquely characterized by their weight. With no direct way of measuring atomic weights, Dalton determined their relative weights by examining the proportions in which different elements combined to form various compounds. First, he needed a benchmark. Hydrogen being the lightest known element, Dalton assigned it an atomic weight of 1. The atomic weights of all the other elements were then fixed relative to that of hydrogen. Thomson knew his model was wrong after studying the results of experiments involving the scattering of X-rays and beta particles by atoms. He had overestimated the number of electrons. According to his new calculations, an atom could not have more electrons than prescribed by its atomic weight. The precise number of electrons in the atoms of the different elements was unknown, but this upper limit was quickly accepted as a first step in the right direction. The hydrogen atom with an atomic weight of 1 could have only 1 electron. However, the helium atom with an atomic weight of 4 could have 2, 3, or even 4 electrons, and so on for the other elements.